It's a Wednesday. Can you believe it? G'day, Ender.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the English footballer, he was found guilty, was he?
Yeah, this is Harry Maguire. He's front page news here again after this brawl on the Greek holiday island of Mykonos on Thursday night. Him, his brother, and a family friend, all three of them, they weren't in court today in person. They're all back in England, but they sent a very high-profile Greek lawyer to defend them. They've all been found guilty of assaulting a police officer, resisting arrest, and on top of that, attempting to bribe police. So they've been sentenced as well. They weren't there, as I say, but Harry Maguire and his brother, their dad, Alan, sat stony-faced listening to everything. And they were sentenced to 21 months in prison, suspended. It was a first offence, and it was in a misdemeanour court. So there's no fine, and they won't be doing jail time. But Harry Maguire, in the past couple of hours, has been removed from the England squad as a result of this guilty verdict.
What about the American diplomat's wife that went to America?
Yeah, after allegedly being involved in a fatal accident that resulted in a 19-year-old boy being knocked off his motorbike and killed last August. This week is actually the anniversary. Her name is Anne Sakoulis, and she's charged with death by dangerous driving. The victim, 19-year-old Harry Dunn, his family have never stopped campaigning the past year. They have been everywhere, from Westminster to the White House in the United States. They've spoken to Donald Trump. She fled, claiming diplomatic immunity. Anne Sakoulis, the very latest we're hearing, is that the UK Attorney General is looking at putting a trial on in absentia. So she can remain in America, but the trial will go ahead. That's what they're looking at now.
All right, mate, good on you. You be good. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow, Cobber.
We will. Have a great day, guys.